This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, military pharmacies are finally back to business as usual after a February cyber attack. A new request for information is asking for feedback on a new part of the federal acquisition regulations. And OMB disbands the Safer Federal Workforce Task Force, tossing all COVID-19 orders and guidance onto the syringe heap of history. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, April 15th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Office of Management and Budget is disbanding the Safer Federal Workforce Task Force and rescinding all COVID-19-related executive orders and guidance. New memos from OMB and the Office of Personnel Management officially ended certain leave policies that are no longer needed. OMB says agencies should still promote and establish a safe and healthy federal workplace and ensure pandemic preparedness. OPM says agencies should limit when they give COVID-19-related administrative leave, saying it should be allowed for employees getting vaccinated, but not given to an employee who's assisting a family member in getting vaccinated, or if the employee is having an adverse reaction to a vaccine. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says Russia-linked hackers stole emails between agencies and Microsoft. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday reports.
CISA is telling affected agencies to reset their passwords and deactivate old accounts. In an emergency directive issued late last week, CISA says the stolen emails pose a grave risk to the federal government. The hackers were able to steal the messages, which could include sensitive login details, from Microsoft's corporate IT systems. Agencies have until April 30th to investigate whether their credentials were compromised and reset any affected systems. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
A new request for information is asking for feedback on a new part of the federal acquisition regulations. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us more.
The Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council wants to know if they got FAR Part 40 right. In a new request for information, the council is asking for agency and industry feedback on whether the new cybersecurity and supply chain security section captures the right acquisition regulations or if it's missing something. The FAR Council established FAR Part 40 on April 1st. In the RFI, the council seeks feedback around specific examples of how an organization is or would be impacted negatively or positively by the scope and subparts of the new section. Responses to the RFI are due by June 10th. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Union petitions and charges of unfair labor practices are soaring. But as Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports, the agency handling them is struggling to keep up.
The National Labor Relations Board says the surge in its caseload comes alongside limited funding and staffing shortages. Funding from Congress for fiscal 2024 did help some. It ended a hiring freeze, prevented furloughs, and helped the agency backfill some staff vacancies. But the agency is calling for more resources to further improve staffing. The NLRB says it's been working with flat funding for 9 of the past 10 years. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
Military pharmacies are finally back to business as usual after a February cyber attack that affected huge swaths of the nation's healthcare industry. The Defense Department says all of its pharmacies had to resort to manual workarounds to fill prescriptions starting in late February. That's when Change Healthcare, a health IT company that delivers data to DoD and private healthcare providers, was hit by a ransomware attack. The Defense Health Agency says its connections to those services came back online a little under 2 weeks ago, and military pharmacies have been moving back toward normal operations since then. The Social Security numbers of federal employees will no longer appear on any OPM paperwork sent through the mail. The change is meant to prevent fraud and identity theft while also protecting Fed's privacy. A final rule from the Office of Personnel Management on Friday made the change official. There may still be rare exceptions when a Social Security number is included on mail documents, but that'll only happen if OPM deems it absolutely necessary. The intelligence community is getting a new chief financial officer. John Rosenwasser will be the IC's CFO after more than a decade as a professional staff member on the Senate Select Committee for Intelligence. He most recently served as the committee's budget and policy director. Rosenwasser was instrumental in helping lawmakers put together the annual Intelligence Authorization Act. From 2006 to 2013, he worked at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, including a stint on the National Intelligence Council. As CFO, Rosenwasser will lead the 18 intel components and agencies in putting together the classified National Intelligence Program budget. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, April 15th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.